Welcome to First Kiss and Other Cautionary Tales, a podcast where you can hear essays on the quirkiness of life, consider ideas about the craft of writing, and listen to book and movie reviews.
Picking up a live chicken requires a certain amount of intestinal fortitude. Intestinal fortitude everyone in my family lacks. And yet, that doesn't mean some of us aren't good with animals. My son Ian is a stellar pet sitter, great with dogs, cats, and betta fish. He's especially skilled at caring for ant farms and hermit crabs, practically a genius. But chickens? You can count on him to water and feed them, and with a plastic bag wrapped around his hand, he'll even pick up their poopy, feather-covered eggs. However, he draws the line at ever touching a live chicken, which can be a handicap when he's chicken-sitting. One spring evening, we were about to sit down to dinner when my son came rushing into the kitchen. Ian said, "The neighbor's hens are loose and I can't get them back in the coop." We do not live in a chicken-friendly part of town. Danger lurks behind every corner. Last summer, for example, our first fatality occurred when a free-range chicken crossed the road, only she didn't quite make it across before encountering a large motor vehicle. Close on the heels of that poultry tragedy, a fox snatched another neighbor's chicken. Later, in the spring, an owl swooped into my neighbor's yard and carried away most of his flock, one by bloody one. So you can imagine my son's anxiety when he couldn't manage to usher his chicken charges into safety for the night. Undaunted by my lack of farm expertise, I decided I'd march over, grab those chickens, and stick them in the coop. How hard could it be? Very hard. For one thing, those little beasts don't stay still. For another, they sport sharp beaks and sharp toenails. I instantly conceded defeat. A few minutes later, my husband Bruce came over with an ancient droopy net on the end of an 8-foot-long handle. He could barely walk while maneuvering the unwieldy pole and therefore had no hope of cornering a frisky chicken. So I resorted to what any 21st-century woman would do. I sat down in the middle of the yard, took out my smartphone, and Googled, "How to pick up a chick." In retrospect, I should have Googled how to pick up a chicken, but I was in a hurry. The search yielded information, some of it R-rated, and none of it helpful. Just as Ian was about to pitch a tent and set up guard for the night, a thought struck him, an inspiration arriving directly from his dim memory of the Hansel and Gretel story. He decided to drop bits of feed from the edge of the yard in a straight line toward the coop. One by one, those hens followed the food trail into their abode. A few days later, when we described the incident to the owner of the chickens, leaving out 95% of the incriminating details, she told us all we had to do was wait. If you give them time, those chickens always wander back to the coop on their own. Who knew?